meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Diction measure. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Thanksgiving special.
Oh, man. Guess? I'm gonna let you venture a guess here, Drew.
Cranberries. Yeah, answer every question out, your answer is cranberries. For me.
Oh, boy, did I make a huge pot of those cranberries tonight. I used 4 sacks of cranberries. Mammoth amount of cranberry sauce. But, Drew, take a little guess as to whether the power was on or not when I got home last night.
No.
Of course it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because, you know why it wasn't?
Because we talked about it.
Now, do you know the real reason why?
No.
Because the transformer blew. No, because John from System of a Down gave me the Taboo 2 DVD.
Oh, my God.
See, that sealed my fate.
Yeah, but we had a backup plan. You were going to take your little portable CD player and plug it in the car.
Cigarette lighter, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to. It's a cloth interior.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
The headliner on the Seas.
Oh, my God.
It's low. It's a low-profile car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin that.
You didn't drive to the valley, the party house?
No. I sat there with a flashlight in my mouth like I was tunneling out of prison, reading Car and Driver and drinking red wine and listening to AM radio on one of those emergency radios that you wind up.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, don't anyone get one of those wind-up radio flashlight things.
Yeah,
okay, here's what you do. Here's the real problem with the wind-up flashlight radio thing. There's about 30 safety features in there that you don't really need. There's like a homing beacon and a siren and stuff. So you're sitting at 1 in the morning in your completely dark house. There's a candle that's 10 feet away. That's the only illumination and thing. All of a sudden, you think you're flicking it onto FM, and it's like, woo!
And now you got to crank for 10 minutes.
You're fiddling with the thing, trying to get it to get the siren to stop and the beacon to stop flashing.
Things aren't weird enough already with your dark room.
And you're sitting there cranking the thing like you're making ice cream, and you're just looking like a jackass. Like, at least die with some dignity. Now you're just sitting there cranking. And the wheel's really small. Here's the deal. You crank for 45 minutes, you get to listen to 30 seconds of Art Bell. That's the trade-off. So you're just sitting there. Zzz, and it's like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to kill myself.
Was it cold? Did you light a fire or something?
No, it wasn't. I did crank up a fire, but it wasn't that cold. I just wanted some light. I just sitting there all alone.
What was your wife doing?
She's sleeping. Horrible. No TV, nothing. But now here's the next thing. I said to myself, well, this power is going to turn on. But it'll never turn on. Like, it'll never turn on at 12:30 when I'm standing at home.
Of course not.
And you know what I actually even did? As I stared out the window at my dark city, I did a thing like Merlin with my hand. I said, wouldn't it be cool if you just went like, ta-da, and all the lights came back on? And I was like, why don't you try that? And then I was like, are you high? That's not going to work. And I was like, what else are you doing? Cranking your radio? So I did like three, like, Papa, with the hand out.
Right,
in front of me.
The Merlin. The
shut up! It was like nothing.
Did you try to get a little wand?
No, I didn't get the. I don't have a wand, but I used a spatula from the kitchen. No, I got nothing going with that. But the power did ultimately come on.
Tonight.
Last night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what time?
4 a.m.
4. 4 a.m.
That was when I went. Lights still going at Adam's house.
Drew flipped over with a boner. But and the lights went on in Hollywood. Yeah, 4 a.m. And there, I know the reason you picked 4 a.m., Drew.
Because that's the 1.5 hours during which you're asleep.
Yeah, that is the worst time for it to come on.
And if I could have arranged it so the television could have popped on again, I could have actually interrupted the 2 hours of sleep that you normally
guess
get.
What popped on at full blast again at 4 a.m.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
That's right. The TV, after seeing The Circle,
was it anything weird?
The Ring. No, this was just another channel. It was just as loud because I didn't turn it down, because the first time at 5:30 in the morning the night before when I went to shut it off, I hit mute and then shut it off.
Huh.
And then when it turns back on, it overrides the mute, and it was just as loud. So, great. 4 a.m. This close to breaking out the taboo, too, at 4 a.m., but I said, oh, forget it. Because I know if I bust out the taboo, too, power's going out again.
Oh, yeah, good yeah. point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to tempt fate that way. All right, let's... But I was thinking to myself when that thing went... As soon as I went to bed, I thought, this power's coming on in the middle of the night again, and something's coming on. I don't know if it's going to be the blender. I don't know if it's going to be the TV, but I'm getting out of bed again.
What could you do to protect yourself? Nothing, huh?
Jesus Christ.
You couldn't turn off a TV that wasn't
What's
on.
Wrong? What's wrong? Goddamn power out since 1:30, 1 in the afternoon. Got to come in at 4 a.m. What is that with the power at the 4 a.m. and the 5 a.m. and the earthquakes? 4:45, 5:15. Can't have a goddamn earthquake at 4 in the afternoon?
Never.
Never?
It never happens.
Like, I can't have a pair of goddamn pants on when something happens? I gotta be standing around in a boner wearing a towel during everything in this goddamn city? Do you know what I'm saying?
Something like...
Everyone rushing out wearing a bathrobe with their hair in curlers and stuff. Every time something happens, everyone's in a bathrobe or their underpants.
I may be misquoting the exact number, but somewhere at 80% plus of earthquakes are within an hour of sunrise or sunset. Either side.
But just can't have one. Can't have an earthquake after I just got done zipping up my pants and tying my shoes. Can't have that.
No.
And can't have any of this stuff happen while I'm lucid.
No, you gotta be loaded.
I gotta be loaded in a catatonic, dreamlike state and hearing noises, feeling shaking, imagination running wild.
It's the most traumatizing, too, when it's like that, right?
Yes, it is, because you can't process what's going on.
Your pulse goes from 40 to 140. Boom.
Yes, yes, go from Disney's frozen head to a pigeon being chased by a Doberman. That's what your heart rate goes from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very unpleasant.
Yes, yeah. If earthquake happened at noontime when I was sitting on the sofa, I'd go, hey, earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Instead of the Nazis are attacking or whatever the hell goes through my mind at 5 in the morning when I'm in the sixth cycle of REM. Rachel?
Hey, Adam.
You're 17?
Yeah, I'm 17. Adam?
Yes.
You are really cool. Drew, you're awesome, too.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
My question's really for you, Adam, but can I ask Drew a quick question first?
Just go and put it out there. We'll deal with it as we deal with it.
If I drink a bottle of Motrin, will that kill me?
It could. Why?
Bottle
what's
of Motrin?
What's the plan here?
What?
Wait, they have a bottle of Motrin?
Like 30 tablets or 60 tablets?
No, like the liquid, the children's Motrin.
Oh, the children's Motrin.
That's why I said drink. I didn't know they made it liquid form.
Do you know how big a bottle and how many milligrams per cc is in the bottle?
I can check.
I mean, are you trying to kill yourself?
That's the plan, but okay. I'm just wondering.
All right, so that's the much bigger issue here. It's not...
You got to kill
yourself? Is it guaranteed? Like, because I don't want to...
You don't want to mess it up.
Right.
No, it's definitely not guaranteed.
Oh, it's not?
No guarantee.
Yeah.
But if I drink 2 bottles, it's like, what's guaranteed?
I'm not going to give you the guarantees. But I can tell you for sure Motrin would not. Motrin will give you a nice kidney failure and a miserable life.
Oh, but what about Tylenol or something?
We're not going to talk about it.
Tylenol,
if you're
good.
If what's like the least someone should weigh if they're 5'3.5"?
So you have an eating disorder
the
and
the least?
Yeah.
5'3.5"?
Oh.
88 pounds.
Well, you mean the least? That's like Auschwitz least.
Right.
I mean, it's like you'd die if you're a pound under this, right? Is that what you're talking about?
There's no such
number. You should say a higher number.
There's no such number, why are we answering these questions? We've got to find out what's going on.
All right.
Okay, Adam.
What's with your eating disorder, Rachel?
What?
How long you had an eating disorder for?
I don't know.
How long?
Since like the ninth grade.
Ninth grade. And have you had to be hospitalized for it?
What?
Have you had to be hospitalized for it?
No, people don't know about it, really.
Mm.
Do people know about your depression?
No.
What's up?
And yet you're thinking about killing yourself.
What?
And
yeah, I have a plan, whatever.
Did the Motrin plan?
No, just the, killing myself, but I'm not going to do it yet.
Well, I mean, I'm going to give you a tip. If you are trying to kill yourself, stay away from the stuff that, labeled children's on it, I mean... You know what I mean? It's probably not the most effective way.
Are things happening in your life that are making...
Yeah, I'll get the other one, because that's probably better.
You don't get the children's one.
Are things happening in your life that are making you depressed right now?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, what's happening?
It's not really, like, things. It's just, you know, my parents, they're really, really strict. We're Jewish, and they're like, oh, my God. They're like, so... They're like, they don't let me do anything.
Really?
So this killing yourself is more...
Jews never kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, real fanatics, and I'm just not like...
Are they fanatic religious, or they're just...
Yeah.
Is it all religious, or are they just sort of high-strung?
No. They're not bad people or anything. They're just so into their religion that it's crazy.
Could you consult with their rabbi to get some help, you know, how to deal with a child that maybe is not as into it as they are?
They don't believe in that stuff. They were just trying to make me like them. I know what they're like.
Well, wait. What do they want you to do? Are they Hasidic Jews?
Yeah.
And what do you guys...
All that crazy stuff, Adam.
You know, I swear to Christ, when my power was out last night, I was sitting around at 12:30 staring at a candle and reading a magazine next to a candle, and I was like, this is how the Hasidim live on Saturdays. This is it, right?
Well,
no power or anything, right?
No, you can leave the lights on. You can't turn them on.
Oh, I love that. And you guys can do wash, but you got to put your washing machine on a timer, right?
Well, don't you think that's a little crazy?
Yes, I know. That's what I keep telling all these religious idiots about.
I can't turn stuff on and off.
Oh, listen to this.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yes, what do they say when you quote Adam Carolla?
They're like, where do you get these crazy ideas? And they never, I'm like always quoting Adam.
No, they're like, feh, goyim.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Rachel, you're not going to kill yourself. That's a horrible, horrible plan. Horrible. How else are we going to go to the prom if you kill yourself? Uh-huh. Yeah?
No one will know I'm gone. Don't worry.
And I'll know when I don't have a prom date come June.
Right?
You'll take your wife. Okay, anyway.
Oh.
Rachel, here's your plan. You get a good grade in school, you go away to college.
Yeah.
That's your plan.
They're not okay with college because college is co-ed.
Oh, what do they want you to do?
I don't know. They want me to go to, like, an all-girls seminary.
Well, what do you do now? You go to school?
Yeah. An all-girls religious
All-girls religious school.
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel, what you need to do, because I know you want your parents to listen to you, and they won't listen to you.
No, I know what they're like. I gave up on them. You know, I might as well face reality. They're never going to...
Yeah, but you're giving up, but you're still acting out upon them by acting out on yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to aggress against them by hurting yourself.
You ever see?
As though that's the only way you could do it.
Yeah. You ever see that remake of The Jazz Singer?
No. What happens?
Neil.
What jazz singer?
Huh?
What jazz singer?
Neil Diamond plays a jazz singer. His dad is a rabbi. Doesn't want him to go into entertainment. Wants him to be a rabbi.
Interesting.
Yeah, you got to rent that, Rachel. Give you some perspective.
Does he try to kill himself?
Yeah. Drink 70 gallons of children's Asper gum. Yeah, he chewed up. No. Listen, Rachel.
Yeah.
Listen, baby. Come on. No killing yourself. That's a ridiculous idea. And you got to find somebody to talk to at that school and explain to them what's going on.
Right, exactly.
There's no one that shares my views. Whatever. Anyway, Adam.
Yeah.
There's this guy. He's 18. He claims he doesn't masturbate. Yeah. Can that be, like you're always saying, you know?
No.
Well, think of who she hangs around with.
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
It may his, Payos gets in the way.
No. He's not Jewish.
Oh, okay. You know what's funky? When you see those...
He may not be a master, he's having emissions, though.
You see those 17, 18-year-old Hasidic Jew teenage guys?
Yeah.
And they got the beard?
As if teens weren't
funky enough.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put the crazy Fidel Castro beard and the funky shaker and Quaker hat on this guy. Oh. Mm. Like, you don't have enough difficulty getting laid at 17. You've just sealed your fate, my friend. I swear to Christ, you know what I think the Jewish religion is really about? Let's make our kids so goofy that they just never get laid. Like, we'll save them from premarital sex. Here, grow this crazy beard and put this crazy hat on. They're really smart.
Mm-hmm.
They keep their kids out of trouble. They just... The religion is so goofy, no one will have sex with these people. Man, I you couldn't get laid in high school with a pair of OP shorts and a Hang Ten shirt, right, Drew?
No.
Forget about that Quaker hat and a crazy beard.
Oh, my God.
Now, what's Rachel going to do?
Rachel's so smart. She's going to outwit everybody. You know, if we sent her away to go get her, she'd deny it.
Right. So what? Don't kill yourself. Talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody, but really...
Make some friends, too.
Get a friend. Find your way out. It's a great escape. You know what I mean? You're
17, by the way. You're on the cusp of just turning 18 and leaving.
Go to hell. Just get out of there.
Just pack your bags and leave.
Go to the school you want to go to.
All right. Nathan?
Yeah.
You're 20. 20.
Yes, sir.
Is that 20?
Yep.
What's happening?
Tara. Wait a minute. Where's Brian?
He's with his family.
Tara and Lauren, don't do the zero with the dot in it.
Do an O.
Do an O for the 20 on the zero part.
Lauren's not used to typing.
Because it looks like an 8 from here. Idiots. Not you people. The people who figure out the font. Yeah. We'll put the dot in the middle of it so people won't think it's an O. Yeah, everyone will think it's an 8 then. Jesus Christ, Drew.
Yeah.
Oh. So what if they think it's an O? 20? O? 2-0? What could this be? God damn it. All right, what's up, Nathan?
All right, here's my problem. I've been dating my girlfriend for almost 2 years now. We'll turn, I think, 2 years in December. And we started having sex 6 months into our relationship.
Is she 20 also?
No, she's 18.
She's 18 now, so she was 16 then.
Yes. Or she had just turned 17.
When you started having sex?
Yes.
Right.
And it was going smooth. We were, you know, having no problems, you know, all the time.
Then all of a sudden.
And I mean, you know, not like every day, you know, maybe twice, three times a month. We're both very religious. kind of breaking the rules there, though.
Yeah. You're no Jew, though, right?
No, I'm not a Jew.
All right. Go ahead.
No. They wouldn't think of having sex twice a week. That would be non-religious.
Twice a month they're doing it.
Yeah. Well, they're religious.
All right. Go ahead there.
But after a while, she just kind of like, you know, she just got kind of paranoid, I guess. I don't know, kind of scared to where she didn't want to.
And like she thought she was going to get pregnant or she thought she was going to get caught?
Both, really.
All right.
Well, it sort of proves the case in point is that an 18-year-old woman is not getting that much out of sex.
No.
They really aren't. And if they've got big reasons to not do it, whether it's belief or God knows what, you know, some
18 for an 18-year-old chick, sex is like it's like a job that doesn't pay.
Right.
Not a whole lot of incentive to show up Monday morning.
They don't orgasm. It's a closeness, but they prefer the closeness, and the guys sort of cut out the closeness and go right for the sex, so they lose that.
Right, eventually. Yeah. The closeness that the guys exhibit at the beginning is trying to get in the pants. Right. Once they get in the pants consistently, eliminate that, you know, that's fat that gets trimmed.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't need that.
She's not getting much out of this, and she has a lot of reason not to do it, so she decided not to.
And here's the other part, too. An 18, 20-year-old guy... See, Drew, you could figure it out now. if you could take your 42-year-old
ass
and brain and dork back into time and be 19 years old again, and you had an 18-year-old chick that was losing a little interest sexually, you'd work it out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd know sort of where to go.
You'd work it out. Yeah. You'd be like, baby, let me give you a massage and put some music on. And you'd just be working it nice and slow, and you'd have her going again. You could re-spark that fire. At 20, as a guy, it's like, I better move my ass faster.
Yes. She probably wants it harder.
Yeah. I could give it to her gooder, and then that doesn't work for her.
No.
All right, so what's Nathan need to do?
Respect her wishes. All right. That's all he can do.
Nathan?
Yeah.
That's it. You got to listen to her.
Okay.
I hope she's not trying to break up with you.
No. We plan on, in the near future, somewhat getting engaged, getting married.
All right, buddy.
You know.
How's it going? What are you doing?
I am right now I am on break right now from school. I'm at Tech right now, so.
All right.
And she's going to Tyler, so there's a big long-distance relationship there, but, I mean, we're...
Tyler? Like Tyler, Texas?
Yeah.
What is, was she majoring in, hickory smoking or barbecue or basting or what, flame broiling? What do you do over at Tyler, Texas, U?
Well, actually,
it's a barbecue curriculum, right? Uh-huh. All right.
There's ribs, chicken, beef ribs, pork ribs.
Well, I have a, I major in, what do you do over at Tyler, Texas,
hey.
U?
Hey,
Anderson, I could hear
something,
that.
Something's wrong, man. Where we get ourselves back.
What's your major? I have a major in baby backs with an emphasis in spare ribs.
New major in Cajun.
And so I'm, you know, all when I hear Tyler, Texas, I just think about barbecue. Yeah. I don't know that there's people that live there. I don't know that they there's anything else. There's any industry there. I just picture one huge barbecue. Like, if I fly over Tyler, Texas, I picture a giant grill.
Yeah, and you smell it. 30,000 feet, you still...
Right. Mmm. All right, let's go to Matt, who's 23.
Hello,
Matt.
Adam Drew.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Adam. I love the show, and I think Adam should do more lightning rounds.
Matt. No, now you're in trouble, Matt.
What?
I may be doing one tonight.
You are? Seriously? That's awesome.
Well, no! I wouldn't have thought of it, but now that you made me think about it, yeah.
I'm so glad. But my question was, well, I was listening a few months ago, and you know how Drew likes to look at books? Like, while you're trying to answer a call, he'll look at the anatomy book in the dictionary? And it bugs you. But one day you said that he could find a word in the dictionary faster than anybody else in the world. And then, but I thought that maybe I could find one even faster than Drew.
He's gay.
You do sound like a guy who could find one fast.
Yeah.
Not using the internet, right? Not a dictionary.
No. I have a real dictionary here.
Yeah. Bang it against the phone.
Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Did that sound like a dictionary?
No, it sounded like you take a receiver and bang it on the
drop it on the floor. It'll make it really...
There we go.
That sounds like encyclopedia
really
to me.
There, okay.
All right, that's a dictionary.
Yeah, that was a dictionary.
Okay, Matt. Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Because Drew will accept your challenge. He has his dictionary
okay, but
here.
It can't be like a really hard-to-spell medical word because, no. Because then that would
then
give
I
an
advantage.
Unfair
yes.
advantage.
You're right, then I get advantage.
No, and I'll tell you what. We'll do 2 out of 3.
Okay.
All right, I'll pick 3 words. I'll figure them out. I'll pick a couple of basic ones. You know, people never pick a dog or cat, you know. That takes just as much skill to pick out.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter the word.
All right, we'll do 2 out of 3 when we come back, all right, Matt?
Sounds good.
Little background on you, though, Matt. College student?
A dropout college student. Totally unmotivated.
Mm-hmm. Working in a video store?
No, I'm a word processor.
Marijuana, ooh. Yes or no?
What's that? Marijuana? No, I'm a little drunk.
All right, good. Kid's feeling cocky. Drew likes him juiced up because it's that kind of false confidence that makes him call, but that actually slows the hand-eye coordination down when they're thumbing through the dictionary.
But then if I lose, I feel that much worse.
Got some drunken dropout who, by the way, is calling from New York, so it's, you know, 2 in the morning, and he just put a licking on the sober Drew. All right, we'll take a quick break, and it's best 2 out of 3 when we play... Wait a minute. Oh, there we go. Find that word! Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
All right.
It's time to play Race Dr. Drew in the Dictionary. Now, Drew... I noticed you opening the dictionary to the center.
This is like stretching out.
I'm going to have to ask you to close the dictionary.
Part of the deal? All right.
And I'm going to need your hands on the side of the chair. Okay. So we're speaking to Matt?
Yep.
Yeah. Matt?
Yes.
You would like to race Drew in the dictionary game?
Yes. What do I do? Do I just say, like, Do I read the definition when I found it? Just
yes. Yes. You must shout your name. You must yell Matt, and then you must immediately read the definition.
That's why it's got to be a hard name or a hard word. I mean.
Well, why? Because they're both going to find it too fast?
Well, Mac can just lines. Like, if you say cat, it'd be like, an animal, a female, you know.
Yes, but I'm not very articulate.
No, it's
couldn't think of a good dictionary.
Even if people know what a cat or dog or whatever is, it's still to simulate the dictionary version off the top of your head is going to be difficult. Wouldn't you agree, Drew?
Let's pick out dog and see what they say. Just
and
make point.
pick out dog or cat, Drew. And meanwhile, Drew's using this as an excuse to warm up, clearly.
Dog, a highly variable domestic mammal, canine.
Yeah. See, you wouldn't come up with that. You'd be like, what is Scooby-Doo? All right. And it says here, Scrappy Doo, too, as well, his cousin.
I like it when you talk like Mr. Mooney and Scooby Doo, also.
Yeah.
Mr. Mooney.
All right. Are you ready?
The hands at the side.
Now, and Drew, you yell your name out. Hands at your side. All right, Matt. Dictionary's closed.
I'm ready.
Hands by your side. You're not making contact with the dictionary?
Not at all.
Okay. The first word is spindle. Spindle.
Drew. Spindly spindle. Any of a genus of often evergreen shrubs. Spindle tree.
Mm.
Come with that or plain spindle.
All right.
Spindle, a round stick with tapered ends used to form and twist the yarn in the hand spinning.
All right. That's more what I was looking for. But
it a rounded rod of wood, but Drew beat me.
All right. He just edged you by about 2.5 times the amount of time it took you to do. Dictionary is closed. But Drew's a big S man. And he's also an ass man. You know how Drew knows he's an ass man, Matt?
How's that?
Because when people say, hey, that Drew? Yeah, he's
an ass man.
He's an ass man. Yeah, that's true. All right, Matt.
Yeah.
We're going to try another word.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Halibut. Halibut. True fear.
Ooh, I'm sort of losing it here. Ooh, not good.
Halibut.
There you go.
Matt, yes.
Any of various large edible flounders, especially of the genus Hippoglossus.
All right. Drew, did you find halibut?
Stop looking, but yes, it's
interesting. 1-1 in a best 2 out of 3 showdown.
A marine food fish that is the largest flat fish.
All right, Matt, it sounded like a good answer to me. And it wouldn't be BS either, because he wouldn't have taken that long. It took a little while.
No, it was good, because I got lost in the
All right, now this one's interesting. This may not be a word you guys are familiar with. You ready, Matt? This is for the best 2 out of 3. Are you poised?
I'm poised.
Hands down by your side, not making contact with either a dictionary or Bible?
No.
All right, you ready? The word is solenoid.
Uh-oh.
Solenoid.
I'm not sure how to spell it.
Oh, this is going
to
be interesting.
I'm not sure how to spell it.
Matt may not know either.
Cylindroid, a solid having the form of a cylinder. Actually.
No. Oh. You said cylindroid.
Oh, really?
I said solenoid.
Oh.
And plus, you must yell your name out first.
Don't.
Did I pick a word that wasn't in there?
It may not be. It's kind of a technical word, right? It's like your car.
Yeah, it's a car part.
No, I may not be spelling it right.
If it's spelled like cylinder, I don't think it's...
No, it's spelled with an S.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry. May have helped. Well, you both heard me say that.
I don't think it's in here.
No, you know what? It's solenoid.
Oh.
Yeah, I say solenoid, but most people say solenoid, but I think it's spelled like solenoid. But take a look for it anyway. Look for an S-O-L. All right, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
We're going into the bonus round with a bonus word.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Solenoid, you got two L's?
No, I don't think so. All right, you ready?
Wait, I'm still looking up Solana.
Okay, Drew's looking up Solana. I'm going to think of another word.
Good radio. I'm going to be sitting here looking at stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's not in here.
All right.
Yeah, do a better word.
All right. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Drew shut his. Again, you're both, it's 1-1. This is to find out who is the king of the geeks. You ready?
I'm ready.
Recline. The word is recline.
Recline, Matt.
Oh, Matt!
To lean back or lie, rest in
That's
a recumbent
good.
Position.
Oh, Drew, snake.
Clothes are permit to incline backwards.
By a drunken 23-year-old. Who's unemployable.
Humiliated.
And hasn't been laid in 14 months. Yes, Matt.
So that means you get to do the lightning round. Right? Don't forget.
All right, buddy. I'm going to dedicate it to you.
Great.
All right. Well, Drew, you started off strong.
And faded.
You smoked him on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I screwed everyone up with my solenoid pronunciation of solenoid.
Mm.
But, someone with a technical dictionary can look that up and give us the spelling on it. Or someone who works at a Pep Boys.
Yeah.
Nick?
Hi. My girlfriend, she's 15. She's about 3 months older than me. She's sexually active, and she has been for about 3 years now, she says.
Since she was 12?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so she obviously wouldn't be able to get your... hymen discount, but
not eligible.
But and I'm not. I'm still a virgin.
He's eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering because she's coming over tomorrow night, and I'm worried that she's going to want me to have sex with her, even though I'm not sure if I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she? Why would she want you to have sex with her?
She's coming over for a little stuffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that if she's been sexually active for 3 years, and Nick knows about this, that that's what's on her agenda for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
She, what's she coming over for? Is she going to eat with you guys?
My parents aren't in town tomorrow.
Parents are out of town on Thanksgiving?
Well, 15-year-old girls don't come over with the intention to have sex. They're always surprised when that's on the guy's menu.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Screwy ones that have been getting laid since 12.
Even though they come in, they provoke that, and then they're confused when it comes about, when the guy responds to
it. They got the math down just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Nick?
Yeah?
Why aren't you with your parents on Thanksgiving?
Because my mom's going to see a daughter she adopted out of the family when she was born, so...
And so why aren't you with her?
Because we're not able to afford the cost of 2 tickets.
Where's your dad?
Huh?
Where's your dad?
Not in the picture.
So, your mom's just leaving you home alone?
I'm 14 and I have 2 older sisters, so...
No. What are the older sisters going to be doing?
They're going to let me sleep here alone. You know, they're not stupid, but they kind of are.
Do they live with you?
No. My sisters live...
Okay, well, hold on a second.
What a weird situation.
I know, but... Our question is your mom is leaving you home alone? No, I have 2 older sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, they live there? No.
No, and they're going to leave me alone.
That's kind of what we're saying, though, right? Nick, I mean, your mom's leaving you alone.
Yeah.
And does she think your sisters are sleeping over?
No.
So your mom is just leaving you alone?
I'm old enough to sleep on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you live in an apartment?
No, it was my house. Like, a house that we bought.
Hold on a second. What's wrong with Nick?
I don't know, but it's something. Either it's bogus, or he is sort of living a deprived life and doesn't really understand.
I think he's poor, and he thought Adam was making fun of him with the apartment thing.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah?
You think I was making fun of you?
Just a little.
No, I'm saying... If I had a 14-year-old who lived in an apartment complex, I could see leaving them
because there are people around, neighbors nearby, that kind of thing.
You just kind of in there. Yeah. House, I come back, the place be on fire.
Yeah.
No, I don't touch fire. I don't like fire at all.
See that literal concrete thinking.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's amazing. It's shocking. Yeah. He hasn't been laid this far in life. So, Nick.
Yes.
The question
why'd
is...
Why did you bother him? He's resting tonight, and you called and disturbed his evening.
Nick, what do you want from us?
I want to know, because I'm not sure if I should or shouldn't. I want to know from you guys.
If you're not ready, don't do it. And 14 is off.
Don't get anyone pregnant.
Well, yeah.
All right, buddy.
And also, one more thing.
All right. My favorite part of the show. It's the only thing I have left. Rob, one more thing. Oh, by the way, listen, all you snot-nosed, smart-ass 14-year-old teenage males who call this show, you think you're going to be a snot-nosed punk for 3.5 minutes and then slide the one more thing in? And I'm going to be sitting on pins and needles? Hold on. King Nick's got one more thing to say.
Can't wait now.
Yeah, we got to hear
it. Exciting.
Oh, I won't be able to sleep tonight if I don't hear what 14-year-old Nick has to say.
Derek, by the way, called in with a solenoid. S-O-L-E-N-O-I-D.
Yeah. Well, I said S-O-L.
Yeah.
Well, I said solenoid.
Yeah, yeah.
You said two L's, and I said no.
Right.
We're right there, right? Oh, yeah, it's not in the dictionary is what you're saying,
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. All right. Go ahead. Sorry, Rob.
That's okay. My question is, I have a pretty thick predicament here.
Thick.
Mm-hmm. I'm 29, and I've kind of messed up a relationship with somebody that I'm, you know, I know I didn't think I was in love with at first because of a lot of problems I was having, but after she left, I kind of realized that she was probably the best thing that ever happened to me in my life.
What kind of problems were you having?
Well, it's a long story, but...
All right. You know, I'll take your word for it.
Just to throw it all in short, I was a bum in the bars, working in a bar and drinking drunk every day. And I went to college, graduated college, got a job. And I met her on the computer about a year ago. And she moved out to Colorado with me. And after I graduated... I got this good job here in Alabama, and I moved her here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all the stress from moving away from my family.
Sure.
And starting a new job.
What's the status now of your relationship?
She moved away.
All right. Anything?
Yeah. 2 months ago.
And how far did she move away?
She moved to Florida.
And you're
an hour and a half away.
You're in Alabama.
Did things get kind of chaotic between you two?
Not really.
Is she seeing anybody?
Yeah.
She is.
All right. Yeah. Time to forget it.
Yeah.
Move on, Rob. Leave her alone.
How long were you guys sort of going back and forth?
Well, we were steady together for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about getting married, and she was talking about having a baby and...
Right.
And everything, and I kind of...
All right. You screwed it up. Well, yeah. Where's she at now? When's the last time you spoke to her?
2 weeks ago when she picked up her stuff.
What did she say?
She said, I asked her if there was any chance of us getting back together, and she said, you know, basically, of all the people I had a good chance of getting her back. I just had to...
Of all the people?
How many people are lying to get her back? You know, if anybody had a chance, I had the better chance of getting her back.
Better than... Suggest there's someone. Well, who else is vying for
living,
that?
Dead, historical figures, living. Abraham Lincoln, living. MacArthur, guys like that. Living.
Living.
So she has other guys that she's broken up with that are interested in restoring a relationship with her.
Look, that was so much. Let me tell you what that answer was. That was
denial.
Please don't put a shiv in me before I get the last box out of this goddamn apartment.
Right.
That was one of those. You know the conversations you have where while you're walking?
Yeah.
That was one of those where you're like, hey, what do I... Hey, let's have a life. You're like chugging, you know, and people are talking or carrying something. And people are like, what do you think about us getting back together? Well, I'll tell you what. You got a good chance. Anybody else?
Bye. See you later.
All right. I'll tell you, you're definitely in the top 10. We'll call you front runner, but you're definitely up there. Yeah, this is while you're schlepping stuff out. Yeah, that's this kind of answers you give when you don't want to stop.
Oh my God!
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
You got to move on, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, she's seeing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she says they're not seeing each other. They're dating. Same.
Oh, my God. Thing. Rob, stop.
It's about the same.
It's not Rob. It's not a bad thing. It is the same thing. It's her trying to soften things with language while she gets the hell out of there. Are you drinking again?
No.
All right. Rob.
I just work a lot. I'm tired.
Rob, here's what you need to do, buddy. Don't get caught up in her. Focus on your job. Focus on sobriety. Focus on setting up your life in Alabama. Focus on you and what you got to do. Don't look back. We all have had relationships. We've had some regrets. Had some good times and some bad times.
Adam's had them where
forward.
He felt bad like this, got him back together, and screwed him up again all over again.
Yeah, never going to work.
That's what you do.
Move on.
Yeah.
Move on. All right, Drew, did you find Solenoid?
I did, actually.
He did?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Can I read it?
Go ahead.
A coil of wire commonly in the form of a long cylinder that, when carrying a current, resembles a bar magnet, so that a movable core is drawn into the coil when a current flows.
Oh, so fake-o. You just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Please go out there and make that cranberry sauce, ladies and gentlemen. Do not open that can. Do not open the can. The can opener should be left in the drawer on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
Sack of cranberries. This is it. One sack of cranberries, one cup of water, one cup of sugar, saucepan, 5 minutes, cranberry sauce. Whoa. David?
Oh, hey, Adam.
You're 28. What's up there, bud boy?
Okay. I got a couple of... some info for you. You had mentioned the other day, like, a store that you wanted to set up that would sell embarrassing things.
Shame on.
Shame on. Yeah, it was more of a drug store for people who were tired of being humiliated buying crab shampoo and herpes cream.
There's something similar. There's a website called shopinprivate.com, and they sell stuff like you can get, like, family-sized bottles of, like, Lice shampoo and, like, all these incontinent products and, like, small-sized condoms and things like that.
Well, that does sound like what I'm talking about, except
you should be the spokesperson for that.
Can you use prescriptions?
They don't use prescriptions, though.
See, that's the thing. This is for...
would be your little hook, like, because then you could have, like, the prescriptions for, like, Viagra and all that sort of stuff in addition to...
Yeah, well, there will be a section in the store for, you know, the vibrators and the Benoit balls and
like any store,
rolling papers, things like that. But the main crux of this business is going to be embarrassing prescription items, and like I said, store hours, Drew,
10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Well, streetlight to streetlight.
Streetlight to streetlight, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when the streetlights come on...
8 to 5, maybe.
Yeah, well, during daylight savings, okay. It might be 8 o'clock. Then during the winter, it might be 5:30.
Okay.
You know, when the streetlights come on, we're open. When the streetlights go off, we close. It's a nocturnal store. All right. Let's talk to Rick, who's 23. Rick?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
I was listening to... Before my question, I was listening to the show before. I heard you guys... You were making fun of Jews.
Jews?
And yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to, before my question, I just wanted to say that I work with a Jew, and he's a real great guy. He's a real nice guy.
I don't believe it.
You guys are making fun of him.
I don't believe it.
What don't you believe?
I work with 1,000 Jews, and they're all good guys. I'm talking about the Hasidic Jew.
I'm a Jew.
The religious Jews.
I'm talking about religious Jews.
I'm talking about the crazy hat, beards, and pants.
No, I'm talking about the ultra-Orthodox Jews. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
I don't know what you're talking about. I work with this guy. He's a real nice guy.
Where do you work?
I work at partnerships in a pizza shop.
What? It's even more comical.
What self-respecting Jew would work at a pizza shop? What's he wearing?
What's he do?
What do you mean, what's he wearing? He's dressed like a normal person.
Yeah, he's not the Orthodox Jew.
He is. He wears a white shirt and black pants.
And he's got the payos and the hat.
Yes. Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
He's got the beard.
Yeah, the trim beard.
Does he have to wear a net over his beard?
Does he have to wear
a net over his beard? Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. No net.
Don't you got to wear a hairnet if you're working in a pizza joint?
No, you got to trim beard.
It's New York.
All right. All right. All right, Eric. I really appreciate you calling.
All right, I just wanted to tell you one more thing.
All right. Is it ever good, Drew? The one more thing?
No.
I'm going to put together a whole hour where that's all you did to ever.
You want to hear what the one more thing
is? That's after the break.
I dropped that anyway. I got to tell you one more thing. Anytime anybody from New York says, I got to tell you one more thing, run. And hold your ears and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now,
listen, everybody. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I love the Jews. Drew? Favorite religion, right?
Yes.
But when it gets to a certain point, it gets a little goofy. And I'm not saying those are bad people. Don't worry. If there are more of those people around, there'd be less violence and less everything. But goofy religion, no doubt about it. And please, you idiots, you don't have to call the show and say, I work with a Jew. He's a good boy. What are you talking about? That's all I work with. It's entertainment. We'll be back after this. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All righty, Drew.
Here we go.
Back to the phones we go. Drew still reeling from his recent defeat in the Dictionary Challenge.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
He'll be back.
I don't know, but when Matt comes back, I'll be ready for him.
Oh, yes. Drew, if this will help soften the blow, I think I heard an Asian kid in the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had some help. I think he had some help.
It's just his guardian angel.
He probably had a team of guys wearing headphones poised with the dictionaries open. Like, he had one guy for every letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They just lined up.
That's right. You're in charge of A's. You're in charge of B's. As soon as you hear the word, just go.
Ciao.
Lynn?
Yes.
You're 38?
Pardon me?
What's going on,
America? I'm pushing 39.
And listen, let me just say this to the Asian Defamation League. Is going to send me a letter. That's a compliment. It's a compliment.
I'll send you a letter.
Jesus, everybody. All right, what's going on in the background, Lynn?
In the background, there's so many other people talking, and they're talking about different other things. They can't believe that I'm listening to this radio station in the first place, but I heard this 14-year-old kid talking, and I just found out that my 19-year-old daughter is no longer a virgin, like, couple weeks ago, and it's like...
Couple weeks.
This Nick person...
Try 6 years.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Are you drunk?
I'm actually working on it, though.
Yeah, you're almost
38
drunk.
Years old, I can.
Yeah.
19, no, you can't. 14, Nick, no, you can't. However, it's like I'm listening to these little kids talking about de-virginizing themselves, and they have this option, and I'm sorry.
What's the option?
Pardon me?
What's the option?
The option of... Geez, he's home alone. There's this girl that wants to throw herself.
That's her perception, don't forget. It may not actually be
his
like
perception.
That. Yeah, it's his perception of this.
No, that's his perception.
That's right. Well, Lynn, let's do a little math here. Is that your only daughter?
No, I have two. My oldest.
That's your oldest.
Yes.
So when you got pregnant, you were 18.
Barely
18.
Yes.
So when you started having sex, you were 16, 17.
Oh, much younger.
Okay.
So now you're drunk and calling this crappy show.
Yeah.
So what kind of example are you?
So maybe you want to talk about what the experience was like for you and why it wasn't such a good option.
Exactly. And that's the general.
We're waiting.
Well, that's the general idea that I want to get.
General?
Hey, Lynn?
Yes?
Could you go into another room or perhaps tell the biker gang that's in the background to keep it down to a low, low roar? Thank you.
She's trying to keep it together. It's like Foster Brooks. Come on, man.
She's working on it.
Okay, here we go. Lynn?
Believe it or not, they sent me into the bathroom.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, hang up. Hello?
All right, Lynn.
It's an improvement.
Who am I talking to?
Sounds like everything is going according to plan.
Well, somewhat.
Mm-hmm. You're standing in a bathroom talking on the phone.
No, I'm sitting in the bathroom.
Oh, much better.
All right.
I got the visual.
Okay.
Where's she from?
Where are you at,
San
Lynn?
Diego.
I'm in San Diego.
But well, isn't she there visiting?
No. I actually live here now.
Okay. We heard you moved. We weren't sure where you went. But you putting down stakes in San Diego.
Yes.
Okay.
So you started having sex at a very young age. You had a child at 18.
Extremely young.
And you want to talk about why that doesn't work.
Because I was way too young. I lost my children at a young age. I got divorced. I missed all the experience of growing up with them. I have a lot of remorse about that. However, what I really want to say, and you're totally like missing the whole scope of what I'm trying to get at and what I called for in the first place, is that this little young knit person, and any young person who has those questions in their mind, is like, he doesn't sound like he's ready for it. It sounds like he's gonna do it.
Shut up!
All right. And of course he's not ready for it.
All right.
That's
no,
right.
Obviously.
All right, what did we tell him?
You told him don't do it, but in a different way. I mean, he's not
different than what? How many different ways are there?
Well, because we're sober, I think is what she's saying.
No, but she's not ready for it either.
Well,
we agree with
that.
Except she's already sexually active.
He said that she had 3 years under her belt. But here's my question to you, Lynn. And I'm picturing those zingers coming out of her head right now, those curlicues flying up in the air like in the cartoon when someone is drunk. Are you leaning against the lamppost right now? And
no, actually, I'm sitting rather...
Steam coming out of yours?
Are your eyes just X's?
No, okay. Not yet.
All right, but Lynn...
Don't make fun of this.
No. Listen, Lynn, you're calling the show to sort of enlighten us or enlighten our listeners, but... Didn't we tell the kid not to have sex if he wasn't ready?
That it was his perception that she probably wasn't coming over with the idea he thinks that she has. That we were concerned about him not being supervised.
What I'm gonna say is my 19-year-old did not go there with the intention of having sex. She was not drunk. He was not drunk. Something, the mood, something happened. If you're going to do it, be safe.
Your 19-year-old, first off, someone
She's a very responsible young girl.
Keeping their virginity till 19 in your family is a record.
No, it's a record.
All right. Ooh, with the S word.
Lynn's drunk, unfortunately.
I know, but I can't keep myself away from her.
Sorry.
Lynn, listen to me.
Yes.
Lynn, how's life going for you? Going okay?
For me, it's fine.
Are you living with your 19-year-old?
No, I'm not.
Who are you living
She's
with?
In college.
Okay.
Who are you living with?
Someone else. How does that come in?
You're fat.
Oh, Drew.
With
the all right, fact all right.
That teenagers in this world are having
yes.
sex and they don't understand
They
why
don't.
They're doing it.
They don't. And we've asked them not to do it, so I don't...
Yeah, but we're not telling them why they should not do it. And yet, if they choose to do it, we're not supporting them in the idea as a parent that, like, okay, I understand, I've been there, I've done that. If you choose to do it, I want to be there for you as someone who can talk to you.
Well, while they're doing it?
Don't you want to be supportive of them so that at least you can...
It depends what age. It depends. 19, of course, that's the way to deal with it. The 13-year-old, no.
Well, no, but okay, so...
All right. Lynn, we got to take other calls.
No, so there's a 13 or 14-year-old out there that, like, doesn't have the supportive parent or anything.
Right, their parents are way on... Their parent is out of town. Parent is out of town on Thanksgiving, left him home alone.
All right.
How much of a parent do you think that woman's doing?
Lynn, what about your other daughters? How are they doing?
My other daughter's doing very well.
Do they live with you?
No, neither of them live with me.
She lost them when she was young.
However, my 17-year-old daughter does have the option to go to her gynecologist at any given moment and get any support that she needs.
That's good.
Okay,
safety precautions.
That's
good.
That's right. That's right.
At 17, that's just right.
That's what we're doing on this show. We're spreading the word, all right, baby?
Isn't that right?
At 17, yes. That's right.
All right. All right, get drunk.
Hasta.
Lynn should, Lynn should do, she should get together with Bill Cosby and write a parenting book.
Yeah, I think so. Tapes.
Do's and don'ts. Look out for these pitfalls. Why is it that, the only thing I ever think about on this show, and 50 years from now when I'm just cramping on myself, sitting in one of those electric beds that reclines, make it 10 years from now, when I'm cramping myself in one of those reclining beds, I'm just going to think about the people who call this show, repeat to us what we said, and then go on to explain that that's what they did in their life, which I find ironic.
Yes.
You got three daughters. You had one of them. You're pregnant before you're 18. You're drunk now. You don't...
Can't see your daughters. You're
quite sure where the three of them are. Yeah. All right.
How many times have you guys been cornered by a woman like that, like in an event or bar?
We've been cornered by a few of those at an airport or after the show at a lecture. And Drew always talks to him. I'm always like, move on. Drew, am I right?
You're not move on. Just beat it. But don't forget, though, as we try to move on, the reaction we get, it's different than what you get from non-radio.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Mr. Big Shot.
Well, Drew feels bad. I never do. I mean, look, here's my whole thing. Everyone's entitled to make mistakes. That's fine. Don't call me and tell me I've made mistakes and then go on to explain all your mistakes. Jim?
Hello?
You're 28?
Actually, I don't know why, but I'm 29.
All right. What's
28
up?
Just came out.
That's all right.
I had a question. I just got through having two shoulder surgeries, and I'm going back into the field that I was in about 8 years ago. Hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And I've
When was your last shoulder surgery?
4 months ago, I think.
What medication are you on now?
Hydrocodone and Somas.
Opiate. Vicodin. Vicodin addict. Okay?
Yeah. All right, Drew. Okay. Who are you talking to?
These guys.
The screeners?
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
So I'm pretty limited on what I can do. So I've got back into the hairdressing industry, but my girlfriend of 8 years is having a little bit of a hard time adapting, and it doesn't look like it's doing too well because of the jealousy bit. She's not really a jealous person. But
how long have you been on drugs? All told. I mean, 4 months after a surgery, you shouldn't still be on Vicodin. So how long have you been...
I'm still in physical therapy.
Jim, you shouldn't still be on Vicodin 4 months after a shoulder procedure. How long have you been on Vicodin all told?
I really don't know. I just recently got off of them about a month ago. Went through some really nasty withdrawals.
I bet.
So I only take them when I get through with physical therapy, and if I'm hurting real bad. And sometimes they've got me working out with weights. So
how many Vicodin you take in a day?
Usually just one.
One a day?
I mean, at the most, yeah. Sometimes I'll take a half of one.
Okay.
I really don't like pain pills, and I really didn't like the addiction to them.
All right. So your girlfriend of 8 years is jealous you're going back into the career that was basically your career?
Yeah, pretty much. It's mainly because I'm always around girls. I mean, it's just like four other guys and 70 other girls where I'm at.
Right.
But so basically, like, if we all want to go to lunch, I'm going to lunch with a bunch of girls.
Right, that you work with.
Right.
Yeah. Can you?
Or if I go out of town, it's with girls, you know, and...
You're going out of town for like a blow drying seminar or something?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Really?
We have a lot of style things we have to go to, pretty much nationwide.
Keynote speaker, Vidal Sassoon and Bob Prell. All right, so maybe if you limit the out of town trips with the ladies. And do you really have to go out of town with a gaggle of ladies?
I'm not really going with them, but we all end up at the same place.
Why can't your girlfriend go with you?
Well, she does sometimes. I mean, a lot of times.
What have you done in the past that made her so nervous?
Right. Have you ever cheated on her?
Oh, yes.
No, actually, I haven't.
No.
I got caught anyway.
Well, she doesn't trust you maybe because she shouldn't trust you. Am I right?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe. I really don't know.
Well, there's no maybe. Either you cheat or you don't.
Well, I haven't, but
Didn't you say you haven't gotten caught?
I don't know what I'd decide. You know, it depends on the person, actually.
All right, and your girl... All right,
so she's picking up on this, so...
So your girl... Jim sounds a little sort of wishy-washy, like... Hold on a second. Jim sounds like he's got a little sociopath in him. Just a little.
Well, addict, sociopath.
But a little.
Yeah, light.
Yeah, not full-blown sociopath, not full-blown addict, but enough just to keep you off balance if you were mm-hmm. with him. Jim?
Yeah, she likes girls also, and I'm okay with that.
There we go.
I don't actually, you know, enter into any of it. It's pretty much her deal.
So she's seeing, she's...
Okay, she sounds like a mess.
All right, yeah. What you're not doing anything besides the Vicodin, huh?
No.
You're not smoking pot every day?
Oh, well, a random occasion.
Okay.
I don't have time as much anymore. I used to.
Don't drink every day?
I'm just recently fixing myself from being self-medicated for years.
Yeah, okay. Are you in a program?
Yeah, no, I'm just doing it on my own.
Well, you better get involved in a program, because I just get addicted loud and clear.
I kind of do, too. Jim?
What kind of program?
A 12-step program.
Okay, now, I've been in them, but I pretty much ain't lying to them.
Jim, you need to get
it's
involved.
It's a lying to him.
The whole 12-step.
That's what sociopaths do. All right. That's what sociopaths do.
Oh, Jim's like creepy.
Oof.
I mean, not creepy in the sense like he's gonna kill you or anything. Kind of creepy in like, who's Jim? Does Jim know who Jim is?
No.
If you were in a relationship with Jim, would you feel at all like you knew who he was? And if he said he was going out of town for 3 days?
You'd freak out.
Would you think he was doing anything close to what he was saying he was doing?
No.
And would you ever think that?
No.
You can't trust a straight hairdresser.
Well,
it's true.
I mean, he's a liar. He cheats, and he only his concern is getting caught. And he's an addict. He's using, but he lies when he goes into the program. It's pretty serious stuff.
Okay,
he's
and
getting himself a lot of trouble.
This chick seeing another chick.
Yeah, it's total chaos.
Maybe you should just give it. They've been together for 8 years. Nothing's gonna happen. Maybe just give it a break. Or who cares? Really? I mean, listen. Does Jim care that much?
He doesn't.
Does he sound like? No. I mean. You want to know who Jim cares about?
Jim.
Right. But not this Jim. My dad.
Oh,
my
dad's your dad, really?
Jim.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
Well, he knows who Jim, your dad, is.
That's
he doesn't know who
point.
Jim we spoke to is.
That's right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He's never been to me.
Karen.
Yeah?
What's up?
You're 14.
Yeah. I called in Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, was it Hyman?
Right.
I was bragging to my mom about my conversation with some 41. And I was like, Mom, what's a Hyman? And she's like, oh, that's certain part in a vagina, you know, that gets torn when you first do it. So.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, is that it?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, well, by the way,
how's the conversation going?
Yeah. What about Karen? Do you know what a hymen is?
Yeah, I've been listening. Duh, I know.
What, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, love line reenactment there. Very nice, Anderson. Karen.
At least I found out
what
it was.
Here's how you know your mom is not lying, because if she's lying about what a hymen is, she'd be talking about a membrane
and a flower
that was inside of a car horn that reverberated when it was hit with a blast of electricity that made this toot sound. She wouldn't start with the vagina. That's how you know they're not lying.
Well, I just want to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You always have bad things to say about high school, then I just want to know, what do you have to say about Taft High School?
Taft, wonderful.
Wonderful?
Over there in Encino, on Ventura Boulevard there?
No, it's in Woodland Hills. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Is it on Ventura Boulevard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we were thinking good things about it. Let's talk to Karen.
Is it on Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
And it's one town past Encino?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one then, right?
So it's wonderful.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yay.
All right, baby.
Okay, bye.
Good times.
Somebody's got to fill out that curve.
Yeah. What the hell? I named the street it was on. Was there, you know, it's like Encino. It's on Ventura. Yeah. Yeah, but it is true. It's Woodland Hills. It's the next town from Encino. Yeah, it's a good high school. I think
that's
probably one of the only decent high schools in the valley.
Hmm.
Yes?
I've heard.
Yeah, because it's up, big, it's up in the hills. Yeah. It's sort of on the edge of the hills. Huh. Rich kids go there. Parents are involved. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thomas?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just like to say, Adam, you're a comedic god. Drew, you're a genius. And Anderson, you're awesome.
Thanks.
And before I forget, when does the Crank Angers with Dr. Drew come out?
Well, that'll be part of the new season. And I think, and I don't know when Drew's episode will air. I don't know. We haven't done the editing yet. Yeah. But I would say we're looking to get some new stuff on, I think, in February. So Drew won't be too far behind.
All right. The problem is I just, like, compulsively, like, pick at myself, like, my nails, just pimples, or, you know, my arm, you know. Just, I pick at myself constantly.
You pull hair, too?
No, not so much the hair.
Hand washing, or any of those kinds of rituals?
Huh. I wash my hands before I play guitar, but that's more because I want to keep the guitar strings clean.
But you're not washing 45 times a day or anything like that?
No, no.
And are you doing anything else? You're intrusive?
I take Concerta. Because I heard that, like, methylphenidate can affect... If
somebody's prescribing this for you, or you're abusing it?
Oh, no, I take Concerta daily for ADD.
Right.
Somebody being prescribing it.
But and I heard that, like, methylphenidate can make...
Thomas, stay with me. Is somebody prescribing this medicine, or are you abusing it?
Oh, somebody's prescribing it.
All right, you got to go back to them and tell them you might be having a side effect, because picking is a side effect of stimulants.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
What about picking and grinning? That's a side effect.
Picking and a grinning.
That's a side effect of living in Kentucky?
Yeah.
That's a side effect from blowing the cider jar?
That's right.
All right. Hey,
picker syndrome is a real common thing with stimulants. And, you know, that's what happens. And you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
What?
It's a concern. Mm-hmm. You might be getting that from the long-acting Ritalin.
All right. So is that what the CERT is?
Yeah.
It's a long-acting Ritalin. Mm-hmm. Maybe take one a day
mm-hmm.
and just last. And what, Ritalin, what do you take, three a day?
No.
Yeah, I took three. I took three Ritalin a day at each meal.
You did when you were taking Ritalin?
Yeah.
Okay. Three times a day you took it?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually twice a day, but right.
Well, there you go. Hey, Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, go talk to the guys prescribing this, psychiatrist, your doctor.
All right.
All right there, buddy, but good times there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks. All
also,
right.
The diagnosis may be off. I mean, that kind of picking stuff can also be part of OCD, and maybe the ADD was actually OCD, not ADD.
Mm-hmm. Right. We got to go to break. Let me say this quickly about Thanksgiving and, you know, the subject of culinary dealings on the festive day. Don't outsmart yourselves, people.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. You know, a lot of people like to do some duck, or they like
goose.
To do some, they'll do goose. Eh, it's foul, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm half on board with that, but they'll screw with things.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take the cranberry, and my grandmother was pitching this to me. It's like, oh, I got a great recipe out of Harper's. You take, you take fresh basil, and you take walnuts, and you take zest of, and it's like, don't screw with it. And here's what I'm saying. Do you eat so much turkey, stuffing, candied yams, and cranberry sauce during the year that you've had an ass full of it come Thanksgiving?
Right.
Or is this pretty much something you eat once a year? So once a year, we could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't F around. Don't start getting in. Don't start getting into the lamb and the veal. Don't start screwing with the different sauces. Don't outsmart yourself. Get the green beans. Get the mashed potatoes. Get the stuffing. Ladle the gravy on and enjoy. It's not. We're not building a piano, as we used to say in the construction field.
Good times.
All right. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Let's hop back to phones. What do you say there, partner?
Let's do.
All right, I'm Jenny.
Excited about Thanksgiving.
Me too. Jenny.
Hi there.
You're 20.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, Jenny. I'll tell you why Drew is so excited about Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I'll include myself on this. At a certain point, if you make money, you don't get excited about stuff you got to buy or even stuff you're going to get. because either you're buying something for somebody or you're getting a present that you could have got yourself or would have got yourself already. But only thing you look forward to is eating. Am I right, Drew? Like, think about what you look forward to in life. Everything's a chore now. Nothing's exciting anymore. Christmas is a bust.
This is why eating. I spend all that time ruminating about cars, see? You start to buy it. It's like, oh,
eating.
Not fun anymore.
Eating, right?
Eating, yeah,
that's
eating.
What you got.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny?
Yes.
What's up? Sex is still okay.
Sex and eating. Well, that's what I was talking about.
Definitely. What's
up, baby?
I am 20 years old. Like I said, I have a boyfriend that's quite a bit older than me, old enough to be my father.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have gotten past a lot of that point now as far as agreeing with it and being okay and guilt-free with the relationship as far as the age is concerned.
Guilt-free? Who's,
right.
Who feels guilty?
Well, Michael had for a long time just because mm-hmm. he's old enough to be my dad. So.
How old is he?
He is 50.
He's 50.
Right.
He's 5'0", and you're 2'0". What? How long have you been going out?
For about a year and a half, we met at work, actually. I used to work where he worked.
Was he your boss?
No, he was not. He was just a coworker.
You really at age 50, you should be a couple rungs up the ladder over the 18-year-old who's yeah. working there, right?
It was me going after him, mostly. We became friends, and we were close just as far as talking and pretty casual stuff.
What is it that he does for you at 50? Why are you so attracted to him?
She likes to touch a gray around the balls. Yes?
He is very
slow.
Laid back, easygoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired.
Right. Waiting to die.
That's probably part of it.
Yeah.
No, he and I like the same kind of music, the same kind of things mostly. We, as far as religious stuff like that.
She likes Jerry Lewis and the Playboys. Oh, wait, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Huh. That's right.
Oh, rude.
Who do you listen to? What music?
I love, classic rock and especially soul from the 60s, modern music, right. Stuff like that.
Good. Well,
that's his modern music, though.
Yeah. He doesn't know he died. Is he, well, he says maybe you're an old soul.
Oh, please.
That's personally what I think.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Old soul without a dad, magically.
You're Sagittarius, right?
No, I'm not.
Gemini.
No.
So you didn't have a dad growing up, right?
Leo.
Here's the deal. No, I'm Virgo.
Virgo, I know it. I know it. Old soul.
Here's the deal. What, Jenny?
What's that?
What's the deal?
I processed through the father figure thing before I entered the relationship with Michael.
That makes absolutely no sense.
She processed it.
Yeah, you processed it. You identified that's why you're attracted to this guy.
No, that's what I thought about first. I wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to be daddy to me.
Right. And where is your dad?
He is not really involved in my life.
Of course not.
Hold on, let me pick Drew up.
I'm shocked. Shocked, to tell you.
I know, and this is right. The whole...
Well, as long as you checked it off the list. All right. So it's just a coincidence, Joe.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
it's not a coincidence. It is a big part of my life. However, Michael doesn't fit just that.
No, I'm not saying he has to play the role of your father, but that could be some of the reason you're attracted to him.
Of course.
I think for me, whoever I'll be with will be a protective kind of male role.
Okay.
The problem with the kinds of people you'll tend to pick is that they'll be exactly the kind of guy just like Dad. And they'll eventually end up in kind of a power imbalance, and they'll either be some sort of abuse, exploitation, or abandonment.
What happened to your dad? Where'd he go?
He actually lives pretty close. We talked to each other once in a great while. My mom and him are divorcing, but...
And didn't he... I thought he split when you were younger.
No.
He was around.
Yes, but it wasn't a close situation at all.
Why not?
When I was younger, I believe there was something wrong as far as sexual abuse goes in the family. I don't remember anything, but I feel like I knew a lot of details about sex
mm-hmm.
that a really young toddler shouldn't know.
Old soul.
Was it him doing that to you?
I feel like it's a good possibility because when my sister, who was born when I was 14, when she was 2 years old, that would make me 16, she was abused by my dad.
Oh, boy.
And there's not a question in my mind about
that.
Well,
so there you go.
But...
Well, how do you know that, by the way?
Oh, she talked to my sister-in-law about it.
Oh, okay.
She's now living with them, but...
Mm.
So that's my dad.
All right. All right, well, there you go, baby.
Does this your 50-year-old friend have any kids?
He does. He has a daughter.
How's that going? Are you older than her or younger?
The same age.
Same age.
That's even worse.
Has he done anything to her?
No. Michael is actually pretty, I mean, as far as I know, he talks to his daughter a lot.
Yeah, but did he do anything to her when she was young?
Let me tell you what he says to her. Don't say anything to the cops.
No.
All right? All right, I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah. Phone rings this time tomorrow. Hi. Don't say anything to the cops. Yeah. Jenny?
Yes.
All right, babe. Well, listen. You're attracted to the guy. You're with the guy who treats you right. Right?
For the most part. I'm just wondering.
For the most part. Is there any problems?
Yes.
What's the problem?
He's gotten better as far as the commitment and actually saying we're together and actually telling his family members and things like that. But I'm wondering how to communicate and come to a compromise on things that I understand that with the age difference, he's going to want to go out a lot less and kind of be a little bit more laid back. And that's something I have to understand. But
laid back. He's tired. He's old.
Just like me. He's waiting for the Grim Reaper. He's listening to AM radio with a battery that has a flashlight and a flashlight radio siren with the crank in it. Wah-wah pedal. All right, listen, Jenny, if you were molested by your father, and it sort of sounds like you think you were early in life, you should probably get a little therapy. You should definitely get some therapy for that.
Yeah.
And then while you're in therapy, you can discuss your current relationship.
Right, because you've not processed anything about your father. You've not even begun that process of processing.
And there's going to be a lot of inherent problems with a 30-year gap.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like the guy's not going to want to go to the disco every night. Oh. Mike?
Sleeping. Mike?
It can't be sleeping. It's been a whole for 8 minutes. Right. What's up, Mike?
Well, I like to drive. I have a problem. I just feel really a lot of shame about, I like to drive past pretty girls in my car and masturbate. I don't want to meet them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to, you know, have anything to do with them. It just turns me on to do that.
Mm-hmm. So they know what you're doing and they can see it?
Yeah, so they can see it. And then once I go or whatever, I don't, you know, I just go, I just leave. You know, I usually do it like, you know, on a road, on a highway, whatever, and I'm in my car and I just pass them. And I feel a lot of shame about it, and I feel like I'm really strange to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, is that normal? Is it illegal?
Not normal.
Yes.
It is illegal.
No and yes.
Yeah, no and yes. It's not normal. It is illegal. It is a form of sexual compulsivity, and it needs treatment.
Where do you find these hot chicks on the highway?
I mean, when I'm driving, if I pass one, then, you know, I don't want to. Yeah, but there's a guy in the car, I would never do it.
Well, wait a minute. If you pass one who's driving?
Yeah, I pass them while they're driving.
And you pull up next to them? This, by the way, this is like trying to refuel a fighter jet in mid-flight in the middle of
a bombing raid.
In the middle of a storm. It's like you're trying to beat off and downshift and get even with this chick and look at her through the passenger side.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I don't even know if I could pull that one off. Wait a second. Mike, you're pulling up next. So they're in their car.
Yeah.
And they're both driving.
Yeah.
And how is it that they know you're beating off?
I don't know. If they don't see me, I don't care. It just...
Well, I'm guessing they wouldn't see you, would they?
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm pacing with them or whatever... If I'm going the same speed they are.
They kind of look over and kind of catch their attention. Like,
yeah, what's a guy look like who's, Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, says this is happened to her. I'm sorry, I didn't know it was you. It was late. You must have been driving a rental car.
Get on the mic here. Get on the mic, Tara.
Tara, get on the
mic.
Get
on the mic.
Okay, but listen, when if you're driving, what kind of car do you drive?
I'm not going to. I feel a lot of shame about it. I would hate
anything. All right, what type of car do you drive? Is it a SUV?
Four-door car.
A normal car.
Regular.
So, Tara, I want to hear what happened here. What happened to you?
Yeah, Tara's
I was driving, and some guy is getting pretty even with me, and he's, like, yelling out the window. So I rolled down my window, and he's like, woo, you're hot, woo. And I'm like, thanks. And he's all of a sudden, he said something, and I couldn't understand it. I'm like, what? He's like, do you like Oh.
Oh. She just yelled the C word on the air.
Okay. Well, that's what he said. Do you like...
Do you like penis? Penis?
Yeah, yeah, continue.
Is it back on?
Yeah, yeah, and you... Yeah.
And so I'm like, what? And he said it again, and I'm like, ew, get away. And he's like...
Here comes the F word,
do you
want to
see mine? And he's all, like, fidgeting, and I'm like, oh.
So did he pull it out?
What? I didn't hear
you. Did you see his pee-pee?
See, I like kept looking straight, and
he wasn't masturbating.
He was fidgeting around. He was doing something.
He was trying to get it out.
Yeah,
it wasn't masturbating. And then she thought a pigeon crapped on her windshield, but it turned out
it was Adam.
All right, but that's not quite the same.
Similar.
Yeah, Mike, we'll do a reenactment in the parking lot after the show.
Did were you sexually abused or physically abused growing up?
Well. I was actually molested by a girl when I was probably about 6 years old. I was kind of forced to go down on her. I didn't really know what I was doing.
All right, well, this is the remnant of that, and you need to have this treated. You do.
Well.
You do.
All right. Can you stop doing it?
No, you can't stop.
You're gonna get an accident, by the way. That's how they're going to find you, clinging to life in your dork.
Yeah.
All right, so don't do it, Mike, but I...
No, this is a compulsion. This is the sexual abuse consequences.
I'm still curious, logistically, how this works. He slides up next to somebody.
Hey, just think about it. When it comes to masturbating, guys can figure it out.
I know. Whatever he's pacing someone. He's looking at him. I mean, I'm not so sure that they know what he's doing other than they're creeped out that he's following them or
and
pacing
looking at them with an intensity that's weird.
Right. All right. Let's go for a little break here, Drewski.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wait, we're not doing that lightning round when we come back, are we?
Well, it's the time.
Oh, we are.
You gonna do it?
Let's take one more call then.
All right.
Because I don't want to get too far into the lightning round. But, you know, I do have the reverb this time. So, you know, this could really be a monumental lightning round. Ashley?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18. What's up?
this is kind of embarrassing, but I do know what my hymen is, and I'm having a slight problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I've been sexually active since I was 16, and I've had about 5 partners, and my first partner, lost my virginity to nothing big. Well, about a couple months ago, I was having sex with another guy, and I had sex with him, and I had a lot of pain from it and bleeding. It was completely like losing my virginity over again. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I noticed that there was bleeding for about 2 weeks, spotted pretty much. Then I went to my gynecologist, and I figured, you know, part of my hymen was torn because I guess it wasn't fully done the first couple times. Mm-hmm. So she said that's exactly what happened, and it hangs down. And I was wondering, I heard that you could get it clipped, but I mean, is it really worth it? Is there anything I need to worry about?
No, now you're done.
Well, it'll slough off, right? At some point, true?
That's what I was wondering. Is it, like, ever going to, like, fall off or something?
No, you're fine. Just don't. You're fine. All the rest of it's been taken care of.
Well, what about the mud flap hanging from her?
No, nothing.
Why don't you write back off on it and put Yosemite Sam's picture on it where he's holding the guns?
Or I'll get, like, a tattoo or something.
Yeah.
Picture the Mancho girl.
Yeah,
the flap girls.
Yeah, you get those chrome chicks with the big boobs, the silhouettes that are back of the truck mud flaps. So is it going to fall? It's going to fall off.
I think she has a misconception about what is in there. It's going to be fine.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take a break, be back with the lightning round after this. Love Line, fast scroll down low radio, North America. I'll tell you what, Drew. I got myself a 50,000-watt flamethrower here, and I'm going to rock the house right now. I'm sorry. He's rocking all the part of it. Dr. Drew, and I'll tell you what. Drew, I am this close to dropping drown. I'll tell you, you only tell you something about ladies, Drew? Some go, some blow. Right, checking the Real Thousand Alhambra 44, Fountain Valley coming in 47 to the weather. Pasadena 48, Norwalk Chili 51, Fontana 50, Northridge coming in 53, Cerritos checking in at 55 degrees, Long Beach 51, and Tustin 49. I tell you something. Boy, hot tea weather, folks. Welcome Candy to the stage. Candy, Charlene, stage five. Charlene to the May West room. That little show, you appreciate it. All right, there, Drew. Did we get the phones real fast? You ready to go here? Let me check a little traffic. That circuit day coming up, boy. I'll tell you what, boy, I'm going to be eating myself some turkey tomorrow. Nah, boy, it'll trip the fan. Oh, dropping trout. Oh, I'll tell you what, let's check traffic real fast. 405, look out for brake lights. 110, slow and go. 5, got a big rig collided with a Razor scooter, so watch out for that. Highway patrol on the scene. And on the 4 level, there's a box spring in the number 3 light. All right, let's get back to the phones. Tara! Yes. Tara, 24, Love Life, that's great. Alhambra checking in, 44, Fountain Valley, 47.
This is Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit.
Love, save it up. Tara, let me check the time real fast, all right? It's 11:49 and 15 seconds. That's 10 minutes and 45 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, I'm Ace Rock Coles. I'm going to go there, partner, Dr. Drew. He is hot.
No,
checking in at 51. No, Fontana, 50. Tara, what's your question? You're online.
I'm sorry?
Thanks for your call, babe. Sending out a windbreak. Check time real fast. Well, first off, Norwalk checking at 51, Fontana 50, Northridge 53, Cerritos 55, Long Beach checking at 51, and Tustin at chilly 49. I'll tell you what, there, Drewski, ready to get back to phones there, Prada? I'm this close to dropping trout. I'll tell you that right now. Candy stage five. Charlene to the main West room. Jennifer's online 4. Let's check her out. What's going on? I crack myself up. What's going on there, Jennifer? 15 years old. What's happening? I got asthma. I'm sorry. I got asthma related conditions. Check the time real fast. 11:50 and 20 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 40 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up. You're smack dab in the middle of line around. Fastest 19 minutes away. What's happening there, baby? Talk to me.
Well, I promised my boyfriend that I would have sex with him.
Slow him going to 405, by the way, Drew. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm. Like, I want to.
Police activity?
But I don't.
Alhambra checking in, 44, Fountain Valley, 47. Yeah. What's up there, Jennifer?
Well, I guess I'm scared. I mean, I've only given a guy a blowjob.
Yeah. Best one I ever had. No, I'm kidding. She's underage. I don't go there, but I'm just going to drive and trap. Hold on a second. Jeffrey's sending out a windbreaker. Let's check the time real fast. 11:51 and 7 seconds. That's 8 minutes and 53 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, it's a light around as fast as 11 minutes in radio. What's this? Line 4, Jennifer? Jennifer thinking about having a zzzz with the boyfriend, huh? Doing a little bump and grind, doing the nasty with the boyfriend, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't want to.
Too young there, baby.
God, yeah. I gave the blowjob to wasn't my boyfriend.
Wasn't your boyfriend. But let me tell you this. Passing you, checking in 48, Norwalk 51.
Jennifer, you don't want to do
50.
This. You, if you're saving yourself
That's
for
right.
him,
Slow
he
and
can
go on
continue
the
to save and he can continue to wait.
Brake lights.
All right?
Okay, but like, he wants, my boyfriend wants to go down on me. To pleasure him.
Well, no, but
I don't know if I'm
Jennifer, don't
you
do it, everybody.
Don't do it. You're fine. Lots of time. Relax. Take your time.
Yeah, that's what they told me when I was in high school. I'll tell you what, I was this close to dropping trout. Let's check him in traffic real fast. Look out for brake lights on the 405. CHP's on there. Look out for a mattress in lanes, and slow and go on the 101. Watch out, a big rig, a nuclear armament truck colliding with a moped with a midget on it. So watch out for that, CHP on the scene. Let's hop back to the phones real fast here. Drew's right around here. Brad, my main man, what's going on? You're 15 there, buddy. Welcome to Fast 11 Minutes of Radio. It's a lightning round. What's happening, my brother?
Almost.
I'll tell you what, I love doing radio. I'll tell you what I say. Didn't get enough attention from my parents. Geek in high school. Now blowhard. Everyone's got to listen to me. All right, Bram, what's your question there?
Hey, I got heads from this one girl.
Yeah, I got head. Best one. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
And ever since then...
Right.
Ever since then... It's
hold on a second, Brad. Hold on a second. Candy stage four. Candy stage four. And Bernadette, gonna need you in the Velvet Room. There's a whole ass load of Arabs up there. Tell you what. What's going on? Get yourself a little BJ. Little slobbing on the nubbin. Little licky on the peckaroo. Am I right there, Bradsky? 15 years old. Tell you what, buddy. Let's check time real fast. 11:53 and 46 seconds. That is 6 minutes and 14 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight off the light. Yeah. 4 or 5, look out for brake lights. So I'm going the 1 and 1. What's up there, Brad? Brad, you got turned red on that part. Let's just check the weather before we go to break here, Drew. Amber checking in at 44. Fountain Valley, 47. Pasadena, 48. Norwalk checking in at 51. 51!
Did they win?
They're checking in. They're checking in at 51. 4.5 knots out of the south. Southwest.
I'll be piloting a plane.
4.5 knots. Yeah. Montana checking in at 50. Northridge coming in at 53. Cerritos, 55. Long Beach, 51. Tustin checking in at a chilly 49 degrees. I'm Ace Rock Collins, a good part over there, Dr. Grill. I'll tell you what. We'll be back with more of the show after this. Well, there's the show. I'll give my thanks out because
holidays.
I'm gonna be here tomorrow. Yeah. I want to thank Brian for doing a great job on the phones when he was here.
Whatever.
Not sure where he is tonight, but hold on a second. I want to thank Tara. Don't call me Tar, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones and lead coffee. Lauren for doing a fantastic job with the braggots, brodes, and fertilizers. I want to thank producer Ann. I want to thank Andy, the security guard, for not watching my car while it's vandalized out on the city streets. And I want to thank engineer Anderson for weaving his magic.
He's so laughable.
Potentiometer. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Turkey sat on the backyard fence on Thanksgiving Day. And as he sat on the backyard fence, this is what he'd say. Oh, gobble, 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 gobble. I don't like Thanksgiving Day. Hey, gobble, 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 gobble. I would like to run away.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.